Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Gary Sorensen. We're talking Horton girls basketball. Lady Chargers keep on rolling. They're now 6-3 on the season and 5-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. Two wins since we last spoke, and the Horton girls have now won five consecutive games. Let's go back to last Friday, Coach, a road game at Pleasant Ridge. It was a team you had beat at home earlier in the season, and a similar score, although this one was a lot better offensively. I think you won the first one 36-24 and then won Friday night 54-39 on the road. So good to get another win against the Rams, but it looks like your offense has obviously made some strides since December, the way you're scoring the basketball.
Well, we it's kind of interesting. We talked about that. I was talking to my grandson the other day, and I said, you know, we're missing some shots. We're missing some free throws. We ought to be scoring a little bit more. And he goes, Papa, you're scoring 50 points a game. And I kind of chuckled about that, and I talked to girls about that last night. I said, you know, last year we probably averaged 35 points a game and really struggled to get to that at a particular time. And again, you know, we're scoring in the 50s and we really think we could be doing better than that. But, you know, we're happy where we are. We still have a lot of improvement to make, but the kids are working hard and you know, we miss those easy shots and I look at my assistant Becky and she goes, Coach, we work on those every night. And you know, it's a matter of confidence. And we'll be okay.
Well, I think 50 is maybe the magic number. You kind of alluded to it, but I look at your five-game win streak here, and you've had 50 or more points in all five of those victories. And so the girls obviously have some confidence. You're competing at the McLeod tournament this week and won your first-round game on Monday, 50-21. Tell me about midseason tournaments. I know it can be interesting. You see some different teams. It's weird. You play on a 3:45 on a Monday, but obviously your girls, you know, came out and kind of took care of business Monday.
Well, yeah, Monday was tough. Kids didn't have school on Monday. We played on that Friday, and we had some girls, you know, they're playing club volleyball, so we played on Friday, then they played Saturday and Sunday club volleyball, and then we turned around and play on Monday, and you could see that their legs were not, you know, where you want to really be, and 3:45 game on Monday, you can imagine, you know, we had a nice crowd of parents, but no band, no cheerleaders, and it was. I told the kids those games are hard to get up for, and I thought we did a pretty good job. Ward's struggling. I mean, they played hard. There were things that we were able to do. We played some more kids, tried some different things, and it was we got some things accomplished.
You play at 3:45 again on Thursday now. This should be a pretty good game. You play Mariel Mount Academy in the semifinal. It's a league team, but you've not faced them yet this season, and I know they're having a pretty good year. So what's your thoughts on the Ravens Thursday and trying to advance to the championship in this tournament?
We feel this is a pretty tough draw, the second round. We look at their schedule, and they've gotten beat by some teams that we have, Hiawatha and Donovan West, and Royal Valley, I think, beat them. They've played a pretty good schedule. They're a scout report we have on them. They're a well-coached team. They've got some pretty good kids. We're going to have to come out, and we're going to have to play one of our better games, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun, it's a tournament game. It doesn't count as a leg, and we need to build on this, and hopefully we put the ball in the hole and play hard. We've got some sickness right now, as you and I talked off the air. A lot of kids are sick, and hopefully, you know, we'll be better tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll get them back.
Are the girls excited, though? I mean, you know, they've got the confidence. They won five in a row. I mean, do they talk about what it would mean to try to, you know, make a run to the championship game and win a tournament like this? I mean, is that something that, you know, is discussion among the girls, or are they just kind of laid back, taking it in stride a game at a time?
Well, I talk about it, and they listen. I talk a lot about where we were last year and where we are this year, and the excitement of playing for the championship game. And my kids are pretty level keyed. Again, we talked earlier, they had a lot of success in volleyball, and they know what it takes to play at that next level. yeah, they're excited. They're excited. This time of season, you know, you have to be careful about getting fired up every night in practice. You just need to work on little things. Got really nice kids, and they listen, they play hard, and yeah, they're excited.
Good. Well, hopefully you can finish the tournament strong Thursday. You'll play Saturday as well. Best of luck at McLeod the rest of this week. Coach, thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you, Justin, so much.
Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Lady Chargers. Horton Boys Basketball Locker Room Chat follows this break.